Okay, so we're going to start from the Gemara on the Afgim Amud Beis, right? We just got, you know, Minyana Deresha Lumute Mai, and we said we're going to be Mai Chalipin. We took a break to talk about Shava Kasef Kikasef. But now suddenly the Gemara turns around and says, you know, Bekasef Minalan, where do we know the Kiddushe Kasef works? Okay, so Rashi points out, it's very helpful, because we're just, wait a second, we already did this, right? We already been there, done that. Right, that was the very first Gemara on the Mishnah. Right? It says, oh, because kesef minalan gamar kicha kicha miste afron. So why does the Gemara suddenly turn around and say, you know, kesef minalan? So Rashi says, oh, really there, we knew, we peeked at the answer, you know, and we just copied the last few lines, but really this is the real discussion of where do we know it? Okay, fine. But we're going to, you know, think, see how much is that like totally true. Right, so the kesef minalan, how do we know kesef? Visu, and moreover, haditnan, we have a braisa, ha'av zaka bibito, bikidusha, ubekesef bishtar bibia, and the father of a ketana can, you know, can marry her off, and he gets to keep, you know, he keeps the money, of kidushin. Okay. Minalan de mikanya bikesef, how do we know?
Pardon? Screen? Would it be possible to share a screen so I could follow along?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm using a printed Gemara, like a non-digital one. But I also put it on here as well. Yeah. Okay, so right, so Kasef Minalan. So how do we know Kasef? And Kasef Da'avua. Okay, how do we know that the father can marry her off using Kasef? And that the Kasef, right, that he's using to marry her off, or that he receives, is his, and he doesn't just give it to her. Right? Whose bank account does it go to? So Amar of Yehuda Marav, the Amar Krav, Yatzachinam in Kasef. Okay, it says by Amaha Ivriya, Yatzachinam in Kasef, in Kasef la'adon zeh, aval yesh Kasef la'adon acher o'may nihuav. Okay, when she reaches, you know, maturity, as in Amaha Ivriya, so she goes free, right? She doesn't have to pay her way out. And, you know, it says not only is she Yatzachinam in Kasef. She goes free and she doesn't pay a penny. So why do you have to have the extra language of, right, she goes free without a penny, right? Generally, if you have to pay, then you're not going scot-free, right? So the answer is, oh, in this case, there's, you know, in Kesef, but in other cases, in the case of the father marrying her off, so she leaves the Rishus of the Av, but there is Kesef involved, and it goes to the Av. Okay, ima lidida, okay, that just proves that there could be Kesef involved in a different Yitzia. It doesn't say who the Kesef belongs to. Hachi hashta, aviha mekaba kidusheha, dikseve esbiti natati lisha ze, viihi shakla kaspa. Right? What? He's going to do the kidushin and she's going to get the kesef. Okay? So, just right off the bat, you know, this Gemara is a little bit strange because, right, we wanted to know how you know kidushe kesef, and then we jump into, you know, the situation of how do we know kidushe kesef by ketana. Right? Minalan de mekani bekasef by kedusha by ketana. And how do we know the kasef davuha? Okay? So really, in a certain sense, there are really three questions, right? How do we know kedusha kasef as a concept in general? How do we know kedusha kasef by ketana? And how do we know that the father can do kedusha kasef by ketana and he keeps the money? Right? Now, how related are those questions? Right? And you know, how telling are they about anything? So then the third, you know, sort of the third layer in the fourth layer, so I guess in the rabbit hole is where are we learning it from? This pasuk is V'yatzachinam in kesef is a pasuk by Alma Ivriya. Right? So, you know, first of all, how related is Kidushe Kesef, the Mekani B'Kesef, the Kesef Da'avua of Ketana to Kesef Minalan? So far it sounds very much, it is related, right? And number two is, you know, when we're learning it out from Amma Ivriya, right, what's that supposed to tell us? Right? And you could, you know, could always say, oh, well, it's saying, oh, yeah, you know, by the way, in this case, there's no Kesef. It implies it's somewhere else. Or is it, you know, is it meaningful that's coming from Amma Ivriya? Okay, so the Gemara says, oh, wait a second, right? When it comes to who gets the kesef, right? Right? He, Aviyah Mikabel Kiddusha, he's the one who's doing the Kiddushin. Ihi Shakla Kaspa, she's going to get the money, right? So, okay, why? Why yes, why no? Why is that so obvious? Be'ema, Hani Mili Ktana, the Leis Layar Lekabel Kiddushin. Aval Nara, this Layar Lekabel Kiddushin, Taktish Ihi Nafsha, Vetishkol Kaspa. Right, so Amar Rabbeinu Rabbi Savia Kol Shevach Neurim LaAviha. Okay, that's already a general, sort of like a general vart, that in general, all the shevach, all the you know the benefits that accrue to her financially in her youth, right, go to her father. Okay, that sounds like it's a general rule. Okay, so why is he getting the kiddushin? Why is he getting the money? Why does it go to his bank account? Right, Binu Rabbi Savia sounds like. Right, it's like a general rule that he gets the money. It's like a bonus that he has, or it's like he has a lien on her bank account, basically, right? I don't know. He provides her with food and shelter and clothing, and so in return he has a lien on he has a horat keva, right? He has a lien or a draw on her account that whatever she gets, he automatically gets to take it. Okay, in which case we're just saying that whenever there's money coming in, he can chop it. So yeah, he gets the miles kiddushin, but right, it's really a financial issue. Or, right, why is he being accepting the kiddushin? So Nara, the isla yad lekabel kiddushin, maybe, right, she should accept it. Right? Why wouldn't she? Oh, because he has like a lien on all of her money, right? Right. Okay. So if that's true, so then why is he be accepting the kiddushin earlier by Nara de isla yad lekabel kiddushin? So let's say we're talking about Ktana who does in la yad kiddushin, right? Ktana de isla yad lekabel kiddushin. So why is he accepting it? Right? Is this like a fundamental rule that she doesn't have a yad lekabel kiddushin? He's mekadesh benashi, or what? Ktana leisli yad lekabel kiddushin. So why is he doing it?
Like a technical reason that she can't.
And who's he doing it for? Who's like really the right? Right? One way to look at it is like, hani mili ktana leisli yad lekabel kiddushin. She legally does not have the wherewithal. She doesn't have the tools to be mekad, accept the kiddushin for the simple reason that she's a ktana. And if she accepts it, right, she's simply right. She doesn't have a yad in the legal sense of the ability to create kinyanim, things like that. So she can't legally accept it, right? But really, she would be accepting it. By ketana, she can't, right? And the father, right, is really acting as almost as her agent, right? He's doing it on her behalf. He has a yad. She doesn't, right? She's his responsibility. So he's accepting it for her. Aval nara de isla yad lekabel kiddushin taktish ihi nafsha v'tishkol kaspa, right? But a nara who has the yad lekabel kiddushin should be able to do it herself, right? She says, kol shavach nurim laviha, so he has like a lien on her account, so he'd automatically get the money, right? But still potentially, who's really doing the kiddushin, or who's the agent of the kiddushin? She is, right? He's the agent. He's like her guardian, right? So like an apotropos, he could perform it for her, but ultimately he's doing it on her behalf. Or no, right? Yesh kesef la'adon acher. If we, put the emphasis on there, then he's the adon acher, and he's mekabel the kesef because, I don't know, he's the adon. He's like, he's the one in charge. Right, he's the Mekadisher, but he's the Mekadish. He's not just the Apotropos, but he's the Adon. Whoever you want to emphasize that, right? If Adon by Amevria in Kesef Adon Zeh, but Yesh Kesef Adon Acher, who's the Av? In which case, maybe he's really the operative party, right? So. Okay, so now taktish ihi nafsha v'tishkol kaspa amar krab b'nur abe sivya kol shevach nurim laviyas. Right, so the answer is, really, you know, even when she could do it, he would still get the money. Vel hadamar of hunamar rav, minayin shemasa habaslav, shnemar kimra ish as pito lama, ma'ama masa yedel rabba af bas nami masa yedel abba. I love ya. Tipakla bin rabba sibya. Wait a second. Why don't we learn out that her masi adayim, that her, you know, economic production is belongs to her father from the same pasuk that we wanted to say a second ago? It is because hafar sindarim hu diksiv. That's talking about that pasuk of bin rabba sibya, is that he can be made fear her nadarim. So then you can't learn out that he gets Katz of Kiddushin. So let's learn it out from Nidarim. Mamona me'isur lo yalfinan. If we don't learn out money from Isser, right? How far as Nidarim is Isser, he has the ability to override her Nidarim. And this, and who gets the Katz of Kiddushin is Mamona. Okay, what's like a very good question on that? Is Kiddushin Mamona? Right? It's Isser. Kiddushin is Isser, right? Making her an Isser Sish is definitely Evan Ezer, not Choshen Mishpat, right? So it sounds like if the way that you, one way to, at least, if we're looking for hints in this Gemara about what's really going on, the discussion here is really about the most of the Kiddushin, right? We're trying to figure out who gets to keep the money. But if we're just trying to figure out who keeps the money, if he's the Mekadesh, not her, right? It's Biti Natati Leshazeh. Is that talking about he's Mekadesh or he's Mekadesh on behalf of his daughter? So then, of course, if he's the Mekadesh, of course he should keep the money, I think, right? It's only if she's the Mekadesh, right? But he's the agent, but yet she's also his daughter, so he has, right? Shevach Nurun La'av. Then we can start talking about where does the money go, right? V'chitei Manelaf Miknasa. Right? By knas, onus umafate. So the knas of onus umafate goes to the father. Mamona mi knas lo yalfinan. V'chiteman, oh sorry, no. From general, from knas, right? Right? V'chiteman elf mi boshes begam. What about boshes and begam by onus umafate? Shani boshes begam, devosh ech begavayu. Right? The boshes begam is not only her, right? He also has some involvement. So, you know, it's a question, what's that mean? Right? Tosus goes into it. El mistabra d'chi kamimai yitzia d'kvasa kamimai. So it must be, so now we're going back to Yatzachina main kasef, right? In kasef adun zeh, aval yish kasef adun acher, right? Halodami hayitzia lahayitzia, hasam nafkamishus adun legamri, hacha akati mechasra mitzira l'chopa, oh, hafars nadarm, it's effective. Okay, not so important those details. But essentially what we're saying is, we're going back to the beginning, right? That when we're ma'amite, right, yesh kesef ladon acher, it's talking about yitzia de kvasa, okay? That just like the, you know, when the nara leaves the base adon, so the, you know, the ketana is leaving base aviha. So in the case of leaving ama ivriya, there's no kesef, right? But leaving base av, there is kesef. Okay, sounds like the kesef la'adon is dafka payment to the adon directly. Okay, v'israch l'mechtav kiddusha alavia, v'israch l'mechtav masi yedeh alavia. Okay, and I needed to say both of these, both that she gets kiddushin and that he gets the kiddushin and that the masi yedaim are to the father. Okay, her economic output and the money from the kiddushin. Ikas of rachmana kiddusha alavia. If we said kiddusha halaviha hava amina mishum delo terchabo, because it's something, right? It's like a gift. Okay, if you support someone financially, and then suddenly they, you know, I don't know, someone gives them a gift, you don't feel entitled necessarily to that gift, right? I don't know. You financially support your kids, and then suddenly, boom, they win the lottery, right? So you don't necessarily feel measure of entitlement. Aba masi yedeh dekatarcha buhu. Oh, one second. Yeah, dekatarcha buhu ema dida. Sorry, the opposite also. Right, you can go either way. I would have thought if you win the lottery and someone's been financially supporting you all the years, so then you should split it with them, right? You should give them some of it, right? Aba masi yedeh dekatarcha buhu ema dida havu. I'll say, oh, maybe, you know, if it's her masi yedayim that she's really worked hard for, so I'd say it should belong to her, right? She put in the effort. She should get to keep the money. Right? Oh, well, if, you know, obviously her economic output, if someone supports you financially, right, and you like work on the side and you make money, I don't know, you have a child, right? Parents provide them with everything. And the child like also, you know, also works. So the parent might say, okay, right, you're working, but like what you're working, you know, you got to put that towards your college tuition or something, right? If someone just gives them a gift, right, then, right? Okay. So basically I'd have different reasons why I would, you know, give preference to one financial, you know, instrument over the other, gifts versus, you know, their economic output, right? One they work hard for. On the other hand, one's sort of like a, you know, a natural steady part of the economic picture. Well, gifts, right? Also in taxes, right? They're taxed differently, you know? So that could be better or worse, right? You can get taxed more on a gift. Sometimes actually gifts, you know, get like double the tax, or sometimes gifts are tax exempt, right? I'm sure I think the same spara. If it's me'alma, so it's like either, okay, it's like, you know, stam, it's a gift, whatever. That's not part of the general economic picture. But the focus here, like the whole discussion is about what? It's about where does the money go, right? Whose bank account it goes to, right? Now, you know, that the direction that pushes us, I think, is very much towards the position that fundamentally, you know, when by Kedusha Ketana, what's happening? The father is doing regular Kedusha Kasef on her behalf, right? And the question is, you know, who gets to keep the money at the end? Right? Yeah.
It seems odd to me because all the conversations that we had earlier about trying to form a relationship and respect between people just doesn't seem to apply here. And I guess that makes sense because if she's like below a certain age, it's kind of hard to form that relationship. But then it doesn't really talk about the father playing that role. It's more talking about the financial gain from the, you know, the kinyan. And it's just, that doesn't seem to fit with what we were talking about earlier.
Okay.
Or it seems she taught that see it as more than just, you know, a simple kinyan of someone, you know, acquiring money.
Okay, great. So, right. So yes, I want to, one thing that, you know, does mitigate part of what you're saying is it's really three questions, right? Kesef minalan, and minalan demikanya ketana bekesef, and the kesef is davuha. So there are really two separate questions. How do we know that kesef works? And how do we know that the kesef goes to the father? Right? So there's two questions. How do you know that kiddushin can be affected with kesef? And how do you know that you could that kesef actually then goes to the father and not, you know, to some other party? Right?
But for me, it's not about the question. It's more about the idea of equating it with Masei Adeh. I'm thinking of it like...
Yeah, so exactly. So this whole spread of this Gemara, right?
Maybe one day got a check. You got married on another day, got a check. Like, it's just like, it's equating everything. It's a little odd.
Right. So one thing is, you know, at the end, imagine they're still different, right? The question is, like, if it's a little bit more like of a lien on her bank account, right? That I'm saying the technical question of like, oh, like, you know, why are we discussing, or at the end of the day, why does he get the money is, you know, is a question of sort of like, oh, right, Maisi Adayim, he gets because of this. But, you know, the Mo's Kedushin that she gets, you know, he gets because of that. Right. So, you know, it's at this pit at the end very much focuses on like, oh, basically he has like a lien on her, you know, he has a lien on her assets. But yeah, but the whole discussion, and I think Teal, you're totally right, is very much like, wait a second, how do you you don't create a relationship with a girl by giving money A to her father, and B is it sound like there's a lot of financial talk going on here, right? And the yatzachinam ein kesef of a yesh kesef ladon acher sounds very much very kinyani, right? Doesn't sound very much very kiddushini. And the fact that she doesn't even keep the money at the end. So you could say, oh, well, she doesn't keep the money at the end really for, you know, because her father, she does, but then her father chops it right away for, you know, because he has a lien, right? That's only one way to look at it. But at least the first part here doesn't, you know, is definitely going in the opposite direction. Now, I think potentially the second part of the Gemara, right, is really reversing course. Okay? Here's my other question, right? When we, in the beginning of the Gemara, we said, oh, we have kesef, right? Kesef minalan. Visu, furthermore, right? By a ketana, how do we know the kesef works and how do we know it goes to the father? Sorry. As Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Amar Kral Yatzachinam in Kesef in Kesef Adon Zav Yish Kesef Adon Acher Manihu Av, right? So he says, oh yeah, because Yatzachinam in Kesef, but Yish Kesef Adon Acher. Bam, whole thing, did the whole thing in one go. At least that's Pashas of the Gemara, right? In Kesef Adon Zav Yish Kesef Adon Acher. It's all to the father. Bam, done, right? The Mashmalos there, right? Is that the father's the operative party, right? And he gets the Kesef because he's the Adon Acher. Right? And it's very financial, and it's very much like not even Kiddushin, but he's like being kona her from her father, right? That's only the vibe that you're getting, I guess, so far, right? Then it says, wait a second, ve'ima lidida. It says, okay, right? Maybe that shows that the father is able to perform the Kiddushin, right? But at the end of the day, the money would still have to go to her. Now, why? Right? Because if we're talking about regular Kiddushin, the Torah is mechadish that the father, when she's a ketana, could, right, can do kiddushin for her, on her behalf. But it's on her behalf, in which case, it's really regular kiddushin, right? Kesef minalan isn't, oh, how do you know, right? When we say over here, kesef demekania bekesef, minalan demekania bekesef by a ketana, is that a different kiddushe kesef? Right? So if we're willing to say, oh, it's lidida, so then you could say, okay, right, it's Lilida. And she's doing Kedusha Kesef, but she can't do it herself, right? You know, this nice, 11-year-old is, wants to get married to this 13-year-old, right? She's too young. So just like in America, if you're 16 and you want to get married, you need your parents to sign off on the wedding license, right? I don't know what age it is in Malta or in Canada. But, you know, here it's like 16. And in America, it's 16. So you have to have the parents sign off, right? Because they're not like, not legal adults yet. So they can't get married. But with parental consent, they can get married. Right? They're really getting married. They're the ones doing the kiddushin, right? You need parental consent in order to make it work, right? There's a Gemara in the second parak, which says, Asar ladam l'kadosh es bito, na'achet gadda v'tomer b'ploni ani rotze. Right? Because she needs to already, pick out her chasan. But she can't effect the Kiddushin, right? So, the father is going to basically effecting the Kiddushin for her, okay? Now, the Gemara then says back, is hachi hashta, avia mekaba kiddushah, diksev esbiti natati lisha zeh, v'ihi shakla kaspa, right? He's going to do the Kiddushin and she's going to get the money? So are we talking about the money there? Or are we talking about who's the real actor in the Kiddushin? Right? Or is he saying back, wait a second, if he's doing the action, then he's got to be the one to keep the money because otherwise, you can't do kiddushin to someone who you're not being mekadesh. Well, I don't know why that's true. Like by shliach in general, right? The shliach accepts the kiddushin, but the person who gets the money at the end of the day is the actual mitkadesh, right? But I guess it's saying like, oh, if he's the one who's doing the kiddushin, then he should be the one getting it. So the ima is the same ledida. Ima ledida. Ima hani miliktana tleisla yad lekabel kiddushin. Yeah. If she doesn't have she's a ktana and she doesn't have a yad, so then she can't. So then the father has to accept it and he has to actually get it and keep it because otherwise, right, he's a shliach for someone who has no yad. So he can't be a shliach for someone who doesn't have a yad. So he has to be acting on her behalf, but he's at the end of the day going to be, I guess he's not in loco parentis because he is the parent, right? But he'd be like in loco whatever daughteris or whatever you'd say, however you'd say that in Latin, right? So aval nara disla yadal kabel kedusha tiskadishi inafsha v'sushkasutla, right? So then it says what's the response of the Gemara? Right? He has a lien on her money, right? Masya Deha and Kiddusheha are both for the father monetarily, right? So are we saying Lamaskana in a Hanami, the Ledida people were really right, just financially the father gets the money anyway. Right? He's really accepting it on her behalf. But she owes him money, basically. Right? So let's say I'm a shliach to accept money for, you know, someone owes you money, and I'm the shliach to accept it, but you owe me money. Right? So I accept it for you, and then I say, oh, zoink, now you're paying off your debt. Thank you very much. Right? So it's not that she doesn't get it. She does get it, but then, right, the father basically has a lien on her assets because, right, he's tachas dekamizana minei, right? He provides her with her, you know, her expenses, pays for her expenses. So he has a lien on her assets, right? I just think it's like the back and forth, you know, are we talking about he's really, the father is really the prime actor and he's being mekadesh, or is she being, you know, the mitkadeshet, right? Just that she needs someone else to do it for her. Yeah, Eva.
Can you just remind me, did we have a limud for him having a lien on her account outside of the new Rabbi Davia? Because I thought that got dismissed because
yes.
Of-
yeah, we did. We had
that's the idea from the Amma.
So we had yeah, I think we had from Amma Ivriya. Masa Baslav, Chim Kraishas Pito La Amma. Ma Amma Masayada Rabba Af Basnami Masayda Laviya. Right.
Okay.
So then we said, oh yeah, that's one limud. But then over here at the end of the Gemara on Dalam Aleph, we said that, oh, but Kiddushin needed another limud for the mamon, right? In Kasev Adon Zava, Yesh Kasev Adon Acher is because it's Mimela, the Lo Tarchabahu. And since Lo Tarchabahu, therefore that Kiddushin is going to the father. Right? So then saying what? Really, Kiddushin would be Ledida, but just like Masa Yadeha, right, when she works, right, really the money should go to her, right? It's her money, meaning the employer owes her money, not the father money. But, right, you know, but, right, the father has a lien on her account, or not. I mean, also you could really say by which is a ketana, that really who's working, right, the father or the household, right? Right, the household provide, you know, the father provides her with her needs, and her her food, her shelter, her clothing, and therefore, right, her economic production is not, oh, her economic production, it's not even that she owes the father, right, that just like, it's not like he owes her food, right, by definition, she receives food from the household, because right, that's Magiala as a member of the household, so too, her economic activity, right, goes back into like the household pot, or the father's assets automatically.
Okay, but at the end of the day, we've left it only with a katana. Like, there's no idea that when Nara, that he also gets the money.
I think we're also dealing with Nara. Dana and Nara, I think, we said, are both... Nara also. I think. Second.
So from my understanding, the makor for the Na'ara was the Nadarim, and then we got rid of it. Saying
yeah, but we're also learning, I think we had a different makor, but that's also for Na'ara, I think. Yeah, we're still assuming Na'ara, I think.
Okay, so that one's more confusing for me. Yeah.
Well, we're saying basically, like, it's almost like a kal v'chomer, right? If he could sell her as an Amma Ivriya, then he should be able to, sell her to, you know, have her Maaseh Yadayim. Right. Now, again, why can he sell her as an Amma Ivriya, right? To take care of her financial needs, right? They're poor. Doesn't have any money, right? You sell someone as a to be a servant in someone else, some rich person's house. So then, right, the deal is they get taken care of, right? We're actually going to talk about that a little bit, hopefully next year. The Gemara has the hemshech of this Gemara on Dalar Mar Aleph, right? Has a Havamina, you know, has like a discussion of like when can you have Amma Ivriya. And it thinks that maybe, like an islandess couldn't have amaebria, which we'll get into. Okay. Right. When we, if we, okay. So this is like a little bit of an interesting question here now. One is, how much are we really saying, oh, there's, you know, there's like special kiddushe kesef. You need a special makor for kiddushe kesef by ketana. And you need a special makor that it, you know, that it goes to the father, and that, or that, you know, that it works, that it, or it's the same makor, right? That it's kiddushe kesef and it goes to the father. And of course, cause he's the boss. Or, you know, not at all, right? You need one makor that the father can marry her off. You need another that he actually would keep the kesef. Sorry. It's a really dry throat right now. Oh, and right, lemaskana, the back and forth in the Gemara, right, of ledida, or like, of course it can't be ledida because the father's the one doing the kiddushin. You know, is that really? Wait a second. Who's the baldavar here? Who's really that the mekadesh? Right? Is she the mekadesh al yado? He's just her shliach because he has a yad, or not? And if we really think that the father is the active component, right, and we're learning it out from, you know, v'yatzachinam in kesef adon zeh, v'yish kesef adon acher, and we're learning it, let's say, from Amma Ivriya, then what are we, you know, hey, what's the nature of that limud, and what's the nature of Amma Ivriya, right? Is there some sort of parallel between the father's ability to sell her as an Amma Ivriya to the fact that he could be Mekadisher? As Tila's pointed out, if, you know, it sounds very financial here. There's a lot of the Kiddushe Kesef here going on. Doesn't sound, especially if we think that it's going to the father and he's the Baldavar and it's learned out from Amma Ivriya, it doesn't sound like it's the same Kiddushe Kesef they were talking about elsewhere. Right? I think that's totally true, right? It sounds very different.
And if it were true, I'd have a lot of questions about Kiddushe elsewhere.
Right. So the other thing is, and what's interesting, it doesn't sound like we're learning Kiddushe Kesef from that option. Even if we're learning Kiddushe Ketana from it, we wouldn't necessarily, it doesn't sound like we'd be learning Kiddushe Kesef from it. Right? We're saying, oh, Kesef Minalam. Oh, wait a second, how do we know? Also, how do we know Kiddushe Kesef by a Ketana? And then we go into like this limud by Kiddushe Kesef for a Ketana. Right? What's interesting is this whole back and forth never appears, right, back on Beis Min Aleph. Right, until this part of the year, you know, maybe I don't know if you guys knew, but I don't, you know, in Kesef Adon Zeh, like Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron, right? We all know that. So where did this come out of? Okay, so it's very strange. Now the Hemshech of the Gemara on Dalam Beis says, oh, the Tana Ma'isil Amehacha, right? And a different Tana brings it from here, right? Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. In Kicha El Kesef Chin Homer and Satigaz Gachmen. Okay, now it says, oh, wait a second, like, can we, like, learn it from Kal v'chomer that, oh, kesef works on certain things, so maybe we could also, you know, learn out kesef mi Kal v'chomer, right? So, you know, answer is no, you can't, okay? Fine. Right, all these things are different. It's very just fascinating, by the way, like, the Gemara, just like us, right, is constantly intrigued, like, you know, how similar are all these different cases of ishas, or different cases of use of like kesef to create certain connections, right? Amma Ivriya is nicknames be kesef and not bia. So, you know, kiddushin would work with bia. Shouldn't it also work kavachomer be kesef? Well, no, you know, not necessarily because yivama works, but wait a second, yivama is its own thing and Amma Ivriya is its own thing and, you know, kiddushin is its own thing. You know, how similar are they? On the other hand, Amma Ivriya can end in yod, right? Where either the, you know, the master or the really his son marries her, and then he doesn't necessarily have to give separate kiddushin. He can go straight to like nesuin by Amma Ivriya. Amma Ivriya can do yod and they're married, right? So how much is that? So you see, like Amma Ivriya, you know, has some sort of like leaning towards kiddushin and ishas. And it's just like fascinating, like, you know, the Gemara is like saying, like, well, you know, can we equate all of them? Can we not? Are they all different? Okay. Okay, so it's just lemichta v'yatzachin. So the Gemara, I think there's like a third option in the Gemara. The Gemara, you know, sort of comes back and says, oh, We needed both of these, right? We need both options of Yatzachina main kasef, right? What we were doing on Gimel and Beis. V'etzachlemechtav ki yikach ish. And we need kicha kicha misteyafron. The ikas rachmana ki yikach havamina ki dushin diavlo abal. Didahavu. I would have thought, if I had ki yikach only, the kiddushin diav labal are dida, that she gets to keep the kiddushin kasef when she's a ktana. Kasev rachman of yatzachinam, to tell me that the father keeps it. Okay? V'yikasev rachman of yatzachinam, hava amina hecha diyava ihi lididei v'kiddashto havu kiddushin. Kasev rachman of kiyikach v'lo kitikach. I would have thought she basically could mekadish him. If I had just in kesef ladon zev, yish kesef ladon acher, because that just shows that kesef works. Okay, now what's going on, right? What's going on with this? You know, itzach lemichta v'yatzachinam in kesef, that you need both. Okay, so first of all, right, the two of them seem to just give very different approaches, and it's not so clear that v'yatzachinam in kesef would have taught me. So what's going on? What do I know? So I think one option, there are two ways to read this first line. Izrech lemechtav kiyikach esh, kiyikach kicha kicha mistei afron, diikad rachmana kiyikach, havamina, kidushin diav labal, didahavu. By ktana, I would have thought, they work exactly the same as kidushin gdola. And she keeps the kesef of kidushin. Kaz rachmana viyatzachinam, and therefore what? And therefore, Kamash Malan, that she keeps the kesef, that the father gets the kesef because he has a lien on her account. And it's merely telling me what I saw earlier, right? This last part of the Gemara here, that it's really about the finances and it's not really telling me anything about the Kiddushin. And Kiddushin Ketana is the same as Kiddushin Gdola, and all of Kiddushin is really learned out from Kicha Kicha Mistei Afron. Okay? That's definitely one way, that's one way to read the whole Gemara. The huge advantage of that is, right, it's been very clear in the whole Gemara until now, until it came up with, oh, by the way, alternative option by Kedusha Ketana, that, you know, Kedusha Ketana works by through, you know, oh, in Kesel Adon Zeh. It definitely sounds, the ton of Maisila Mahachi is like, oh, there's a second option. It's not the second option, right? I mean, the Gemara has made it very clear on Daf Beis that when we talk about Kedushin and Kesef, we know that it's that Kiddushin Kesef works is because of Kicha Kicha. And even when we had the Gemara over here on Gaf Gimel, right, the whole discussion was about Amma Evriya, about Ketana. It never really told us. I mean, I guess you could say, oh, you know, maybe you can learn from Kiddushin Ketana, right, to Kiddushin Gadol. Right? If it works by Ketana, then maybe it works by Gadol also. Okay? Now, what's funny here is that what would we have thought? Ikaz Rachman of Yatzachinam. Right, let's say we only had the pasuk that was the source for Kedushin Ketana. Hava mina hecha de yahava ihi lididei v'kidashto havi kiddushi. Why? It's very interesting. Okay, so here, so the first part again, right? Either it's normal Kiddushin. I would have thought that even by Ketana, she gets the Kesef Kiddushin because at the end of the day, he's marrying her. That the money goes to the father. Either that's merely, right, it's teaching us a financial din, right, about their financial relationship, the financial relationship between the father and daughter while she's in his household, right? Or what else could it be telling us? Maybe, right, it's telling us that Kiddushin Ketana work differently, right? I think that's definitely something we have to really take seriously, that especially if the father, I would have thought it goes to her because she's the mitkadeshet. Really, the mikadesh is the father, or the mitkadesh is the father, right? If you read this not about the finances, about, you know, just on a Pshat Gemara level, it sounds like the Maskana of the Gemara is much more, oh, this is really about the finances. But if you understand the Maskana of the Gemara, as I know, right? Imalizida, Avia mekabel kiddushaha. You know, dixiv espiti nhaglish zev v'ihi shakla kaspa. Right, he's the one doing the kiddushin, and she's going to get the money. Of course, he's the mekadesh and not and she, the mitkadesh or whatever, and not her. Right, then kaspa rachman of yatzachinam. But if that's true, so it would be mekadesh a whole new type of kiddushin essentially, right? When we say that the father can be mekadesh, maybe, and he's the mekadesh or the mitkadesh, then maybe, right, that's a whole different type of kiddushin, and maybe the mechanism of it is different. Maybe it literally has a different mechanism, right? Maybe when we said, oh, minalan de mekanya bekesef, the kesef da avuha, there are three questions. Kesef minalan, pause. When do we answer kesef minalan? On da alim abeis, right? Kicha kicha mistei afron. Great. Now I know kesef kiddush, kiddushin bekesef by a gedola. What about by a ketana? Kesef kiddush, and how do I know that it goes to the father? So mekani bekesef, right, is, I know from espiti natati lishazeh. Right, the father is mekadisher, bekesef, and I know the kesef is lavuha from in kesef ladon zah, but yesh kesef ladon acher. And maybe, right, that kesef is a different kesef than kicha kicha mistei afron. Like maybe we're really talking about a different type of kiddushin. And we're learning it out from Mama Evria. Okay? Maybe, right? Meaning, you know, when Tehillah is saying, wait a second, like, this is, if the whole word of Kiddushin is Hana Dematla Liyada, right? Because it's the first, that gift creates a Kirv Hadas, and it right? Giving a gift is like the first, you know, step in creating diplomatic relations. So now you're going to tell me, right, that giving that the kiddushin to the father is creating a relationship with her, right? So maybe the answer is it's not, right? Maybe, you know, maybe you could say inachanami, right? You know, it's a chiddush, it's a big chiddush inachanami, but it's going through the father, but fundamentally it's to her, or inachanami, it's a totally different type of kiddushin, right? Which is somehow connected to Amma Evria or learned out from Amma Evria, okay? So then you really have two types of kiddushin. You have kiddushin gedola, which is kicha kicha mistei afron, everything we've been talking about until now. And separately, you have v'yatzachinam in kesef, which is a different kiddushin. V'ikas rachman of yatzachinam, if we only had kiddushin ketana, hava amina, hecha diyahiv ihi lididei v'kidashto, hava kiddushin. She could also marry him. Right? Meaning, when we're starting from Kiyikach Ish Isha, Wa'alaha, right? It's very clear that right, he's the one who's least in terms of the passive versus active, in terms of the actions involved, right? He's the one who initiates the act of Kiddushin. Maybe if our paradigm had been Kiddushin Ketana, right, we would have understood the paradigm of Kiddushin totally different. Why? So Rashi there says, Rashi and Dalai Mubez, Diyavi ihi lidide kesef vikidashtau. It would be the Havi Kiddushin. Why? The kivan de ashmeinan, the kesef avid ishos, mali kesef dide, mali kesef dida. The hachi hader tanakras zimna achrina behed, ya ki yigach ishisha blokitikach ishalesh. Well, I told you that by ektana, you can be mekadesh right through the father. Right? And it works. Right? In kesef al donzav, yesh kesef al don acher manihu av, you can mekadesh to the father. And the kesef will create kiddushin. So if I really think that, and if I only had that, what would I have thought? Rashi says, oh, I would have thought, right, that kesef just makes kiddushin. Okay? Mali kesef dida, mali kesef didei. I think, right, where is it that we, you know, you have like, you can like say, see it either way in terms of like a kinyan. Well, kinyan sort of like works either way. Not necessarily, right? It's machlokas, but like bikaron, right? We have two, the Gemara has like two equal and opposite options of how to do this kinyan. By chalipin or by kinyan sudar, right? So Rav and Levi argue, who gives the seder? Is it dafka the kona or dafka the makne? Right? within Levi, there's a machlokas rishonim, whether Levi is saying dafka the makne or even the makne. And either one of them could do it. Right? So I think what Rashi's saying is that when it comes to Kiddushei Ketana, right, if you really think that Kiddushei Ketana are different than Kiddushei Gadol, Kiddushei Gadola, right, is Kiddushei, and it's literally everything we've talked about, right? It's the creation of this relationship between them, right? The Kirav Hadas, the Kesef Shalhana, the Kesef Shal Kavod. Maybe Kiddushei Ketana is really, right, I don't know, it's like the creation of a contract between them. It's like Amma Ivriya. Right? Amma Ivriya also can morph into Ishas, right, by Yud, which we'll have to talk about a little bit about. But maybe, right, Kiddushei Ketana is really a different type of Kiddushin, a different type of Ishas, one where where the, you know, the Ishas, right, is really based on, like, financial obligations, right? I don't know, maybe, or a kinyan, or some sort of contract, right? It's almost like, remember the Tosas Rid, who said, like, oh, what's the chalipin that doesn't work? Well, you basically sign a contract that you will get married, right? So the Tosas Rid has this havamina that a contract to get married would create ishas. So maybe Kiddushei Ketana, especially if she's a ketana, how could she be married? So maybe the answer is, well, she's only, you know, she's only 90% married, really. Right, it's like a contract to be married when she's a gdola. I don't know, something like that. I'm really just throwing out weird ideas right now. But my point is, at least the way Rashi understands this Gemara is that, well, you see that kesef works. So kesef is what? So we know that kicha kicha misteafron teaches us that kesef is kesef shal kavod, kesef shal hana. Right, it's about the it's you know, part of the creation of the relationship between them and the commitment between them. But maybe, you know, Kiddushei Ketana is really just a contract. Maybe it's a contract to get married. Maybe it's a contract to take care of her, right? Which, in the case of a Ketana, maybe that's sufficient to create Ishas, you know, based on the Tzbach Aruch, based on the long-term perspective, right? But maybe Kiddushei Ketana is really a totally different mechanism. And if that was the only makor for Kiddushin, so I'd say, okay, right? They need to sign a contract that they're going to get married. So, or they have to make a kinyan between them that they're going to get married. Right? They have to commit to it. But they're two, it takes two to tango. Right? So both of them need to give the kesef, need to, you know, do the kinyan. So why can't she do it equally? Right? Kicha kicha miste afron, right? Ki kachish isha is, oh, you know, there's isha, she's nechnos l'toch beso, right? So he has to do the kiddushin, v'chule. But when we're just talking about Kiddushei Ketana, right, maybe it's really just a totally different mechanism. Maybe it's a totally different entity, right? Just also to look at like one real cool point. So one is this point, right? Tosfos, by the way, over here, doesn't understand it the same way Rashi does. He doesn't, we never had a Havamina, right, that Kiddushin would be so radically different. Our Havamina is that he, that you could have Amra, he, Amra, Nasan Hu, the Amra, he. He would still have to give the Kesef Kiddushin, but maybe she could be the one who's saying, Ahreya Mekudash asleep. Okay? That's a good sugya that's going to come up again later. We're going to do that in like, in probably a couple weeks. Right? What's the role of Amira by Kiddushin? So Tosos mitigates this Havamina, okay? Tosos also, right at the beginning of the sugya, so Rashi says, Minalan hanach tarti demekanya bekesef. How do we know that Ketana has Kiddushei Kesef at all? Right? Just because a Gedola has Kiddushei Kesef, who says that a Ketana has Kiddushei Kesef? Uminalan sha'av zakai bo. Who says that she has Kiddushei Kesef and who says that the father gets it? Tosos says, lo etzrech kra ela lomar shehin lav. Right? So what's Gishmak? Tosfos across the board says, wait a second, hold your horses, people, right? Kiddushin and Kiddushei Kesef is always learned out from Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim. And of course, we never had these radical, this like a crazy habit, I mean, that we could flip everything, or that it's just a contract, or there's just a kinyan, right? We always knew Kiddushin is Kiddushin. Our question is, how do we know that when you give Kiddushin Kesef to a Ketana, that the, you know, to the father, that he gets to keep the money, right? But of course, right, you know, just like we're sort of like, we're horrified by the idea, like, what, you're going to like flip off Kiddush on its head and suddenly it's about finances and it's about money and it's totally different than what we've been talking about all year? So Tosafot says, of course not, right? Kicha kicha mistei Ephron is the makor for Kiddushin, and everything we've said until now is chai v'kayam. The Gemara here, right, like the last couple of lines of both of, you know, of the first sagya, is really trying to figure out where the money goes, right? Because the Gemara is interested in, right, understanding the relationship between the daughter and the father and their finances and rights and you know, and liens v'chule. But in terms of ishus, there isn't anything radical going on here, right? Except, obviously, right? I mean, there is a huge chiddush here that the father, right, can effect kiddushin for his daughter, who's a ketana, right? That is definitely a huge chiddush. That's definitely surprising to us, right? The Torah says that you can, he can do it, and okay, right? We need to discuss like why exactly that works. Why can the father operate on her behalf, but ultimately it's regular kiddushin? But Rashi doesn't think so, right? Rashi really is open to this thing. Okay. How do we know that, you know, a ketana could get married by kesef? Who says, right? And lemaskana, I think, Rashi's open to the idea, I don't know if it's true lemaskana, or do we just have the havamina, that, you know, if you just had yatzachinam, maybe, is it, you know, v'yatzachinam, is when we said, oh, v'yatzachinam in a chanami, then we'd say, havamina, the yahava ihi lididei, v'kidashto havi kiddushin, kamash malan, that it doesn't work, is that only it doesn't work because Kiddushei Gedola is different, but it would work by Kiddushei Ketana if she had a yad, because it's really a contract? Or are we saying, no, Gamaskan, right, Kamash Malan, that Kiddushin is really what we've been talking about all year, even by a Ketana, right? But you might have thought otherwise, right? So I think, you know, the Gemara is very interesting. You know, definitely the Maskana, Kiddushei Gedola, is what we've been talking about all year. But what's fascinating, what's left open, not according to Tosos. Tosos thinks Kiddushei Ketana is also what we've been talking about all year. But according to at least Rashi's read of the Gemara, right, it's very possible that Kiddushei Ketana is a different Kiddushin. It's a different Ishus, maybe also. Okay? So next year, we're going to discuss the Shitos, a few Shitos of the Rishonim about how exactly does, you know, Kiddushei Ketana work. Who is the active party, who's really the relevant party in terms of like creating the ishas, number one. And number two is, you know, is a little bit like, you know, what's that tell us about a kiddushin or kiddushei ketana, right? Is it, you know, if the father's the active party, is that changing our understanding of kiddushin at the end of the day or not? Or at least, I mean, by ketana, right? Kiddushei gedola, I think we've done a good job on. But when the Gemara says, like, oh, you know, Kiddushei Ketana, is it talking about something different or not? And also, what's that tell us about Amma Ivriya? Right? How much is Amma Ivriya something financial? And maybe Amma Ivriya is actually, you know, less financial than we would think, in which case the connection between Kiddushei Ketana and Amma Ivriya, might be telling in the opposite direction. Okay, shukach.